got meat enough for two people. You put it in a casserole and feed 10 or whatever.
Right. Did your family raise hogs at all growing up?
Yeah, we always had our own meat.
What kinds of things can you make out of that? Out of a hog?
Oh, everything.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a covered dish?
Mm-hmm. About the same as a casserole.
Okay. Do you also use that like to talk about a social function?
Mm-hmm.
Call it. Good. Do you see many fences here made out of wood?
Well, depends on what you call made out of wood. Oh. Your fence posts are, years ago, were all made out of wood. Mm-hmm. Of course, anymore, they're, you know, there's metal fence posts. But as far as these kind that you see in pictures, rail fence type things, no, you don't see much of that at all.
Okay. What about a place where you keep animals? What is that called?
Probably a barn.
Okay. What about when they're outside but they're enclosed?
Corral.
Okay. And where do you put them out to feed?
In the pasture.
Okay. Is there a difference between a pasture and just a field that you know
of? Pasture would be simply grass, where a field would be any crop that you particularly had.
Okay. And you mentioned barn. Are there different kinds of barns around here at all?
Not.
Just called a barn?
Just a barn.
Okay. And what about places where corn are stored?
Corn crib, probably.
Okay. And that's for animal feed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of something called a go devil?
Not really. I think I have heard the word, but I can't tell you what it is.
Okay. From what I understand, it's like sort of a farm implement, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. It kind of varies from place to place what it's mm-hmm. talking about. What about a feed bag?
Oh, that's what they put on a horse.
Okay. Is that what they would call it, a feed
mm-hmm.
bag?
I think so.
Have you ever heard of a nose bag? Or?
Yeah, a feed bag would be.
Okay. That would probably be the better one. All right. I got a picture of something here I want you to help me out with. Not that one, this one. Okay, the first one, I'm going to try to do this one in order. I'm going to change it. Let's see. Yeah, it's the other one. Do you know what this is?
That is a bridle.
Okay, that's good. Do you know what any of these numbers refer to? Like these parts, number one?
No, but my husband would.
Maybe we'll have to drag him in here. Any of them at all?
Well, this would be the bit.
Number?
Whatever goes into the mouth. This
seven?
Thing right here. Eight, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure. He probably knows the difference because he's done a lot of horse stuff.
Paul?
But, uh-huh.
Maybe when he comes back in, we'll get to do this. Okay.
I can't really.
That's all right. This might be a little easier for you. What is the whole thing?
Well, the thing is a saddle.
Okay. Do you know any of those parts?
Well,
all,
I suppose this is the P-O-M-M. E-L-L.
Okay. Do you know how to say, I don't know how to say that. You probably know better
pommel.
Than I do. Pommel. Number one. What about number two?
There again, my husband would know, but I don't.
Okay. Any of these things?
These are cinches.
Okay. Number 13.
And this is stirrup. This thing is a stirrup.
Number 10.
And this is a horse blanket someplace there.
That's sick, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, when he comes back, if he comes back, then we'll, maybe I'll grill him on that right away.
Because I really, we had horses when I was very little. We had mm-hmm. a little bit of horse.
Okay.
But not enough to really get familiar with.
Okay.
With it.
All right. What about a thing that people use to catch, like a